Stuart spoke out strongly against missionary attempts to convert Hindus to Christianity. He thought it simply impertinent, and his intention always was that his collection should be seen in England to persuade the British to honour this great world religion. Stuart would, I'm sure, be pleased that after 200 years his sculpture of Shiva and Parvati, made around 1300 to welcome worshippers to a temple in Orissa, is still on show to the public. And he'd be delighted that many of those who come to see it are British Hindus, part of that large population of Indian descent that now lives in the UK. Although the stories of Hinduism are increasingly taught in British schools, some of us not brought up as Hindus struggle to master the complicated theology that embraces many deities in many manifestations. But it would be hard to stand in front of this sculpture and not grasp immediately one of the central insights of this great religious tradition, that God may perhaps best be conceived not as a single isolated spirit, but as a joyous, loving couple, and that physical love is not evidence of fallen humanity, but an essential part of the divine. This sculpture does indeed make God seem very close. In the next program, we'll be in Mexico, thinking about how a different religious system at the same date took a very different and much less happy view of the gods, of humanity, and of sex.